Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast, where you learn what you need to know about how the world wants to work. And now your host, coworking space owner and trend expert, Jamie Russo.
Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast. Thanks for joining me. This episode is brought to you by the Global Workspace Association. If you're listening to this before September 28th, 2016, head over to conference.globalworkspace.org and get your tickets for the 30th Annual Coworking Conference. The conference has an outstanding lineup of fresh speakers from all aspects of the industry. There is also a strong list of business building breakout sessions facilitated by industry experts who will help you elevate your game. And there's no better way to build relationships and get energized to innovate than going to an industry conference. Check out the details at conference.globalworkspace.org. And we have two sponsors for this episode. The first is DaVinci Virtual. They help entrepreneurs become something bigger. My two favorite services of theirs are the live answering service and live web chat hosting. You cannot afford to miss a call or a website chat from a potential member. And you should help your members have the same level of customer service by offering these services to them. Learn more at DaVinciVirtual.com. The second sponsor is OneSystems. They are the total solution for running your workspace, delivered by a single vendor. Serving over 410 locations and 40,000 people nationwide, they offer voice, data, Wi-Fi, door control, and software together in a tightly integrated online management system. Learn more at OneSystems.com, and that's WUNSystems.com. And now let's kick off this interview. Thank you for joining the Everything Coworking Podcast today. I am delighted to have with me for a conversation Tom Conroy, who is the president of Yankee Candle Scent Systems. Tom has a deep business background and broad background in scent systems, and I'm really excited to have him join me today because they are doing some really, really interesting high-tech and high-branding experiences with their technology. So I see a really interesting intersection of member experience for shared space owners and the Internet of Things with the technology that the Scent Systems folks have developed. So Tom is going to share a little bit about how the system works, and we're going to talk about the scent branding experience for members today. So Tom, thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure. Happy to be here.
So Tom, can you give us just a quick overview of how your system works from a technology standpoint? I think this will be surprising to some of our listeners who aren't familiar with where scent has gone.
Well, sure. Just as a bit of background, using fragrance to improve the ambiance of an environment is a relatively old idea. Using it as a communications medium to reach consumers or guests with a concise brand message requires a new technology to deliver it with that kind of precision. So in the last 15 years, a number of those key technologies in terms of microcontrolling devices, dispersion devices, mobile communications, the internet, and so on, now given us a platform so that we can see and control at a micro level the dispersion of a fragrance in the environment to ensure that it achieves the exact impression every time. The same way visual media people want to create, for example, the red pigment on the Coke can, the same every time. And so we now have combined those technologies to deliver a precise fragrance impression in environments which are generally infinitely variable, as temperatures, airflow, humidity, traffic flow, all of the kinds of things that can influence a fragrance impression now can be taken into consideration and adjusted from your tablet or your cell phone.
Yeah, it's amazing. These sort of analog things that can be combined with technology today. And I met Jonathan, who is on your business development team, at a workplace conference in New York, and I was staying at the W Hotel, and you know, you walk, you know, standing in the elevator, and I was like, oh, it just smells like the W. And that's probably a common example that people are familiar with. And as a co-working space owner, I'm always thinking about sort of experience, and it just struck me like, oh, this is really interesting. And then I ran into Jonathan, and I made him pull out his demo kit, like, on the spot. I was like, you have to tell me about this. This is so interesting from a branding experience. So talk about, why is fragrance so important to a brand today?
Well, so we think it's the most effective and the most efficient method to communicate brand messages. If your objective is measured in reach, frequency, and then ultimately recollection, there is no better way to reach consumers. We recall what we see 40% of the time after 1 month, yet we recall what we smell with 60% accuracy after a year. So really big difference.
Yeah.
So as long as we're delivering that fragrance impression with the same, what we refer to as a scent concentration factor in any environment the same way, it's not surprising that hospitality and retail, real estate, healthcare, or other venues where the experience, where the in-store or in-space experience is important, needs to be delivered with.
Yeah, and I think retail has kind of been on the front end of this. And in my experience, I think, you know, workplace is just kind of starting to move in this direction. And it's an exciting time because in our industry, you know, we've kind of evolved and starting with sort of shaking up space design and thinking about the user experience and how people work and what settings are best. And this is just kind of a really interesting extension of that, both from member experience and also from a marketing perspective. I'm just loving the idea. We just got our fragrance samples in the mail this week, and I haven't had a chance to test them out, but excited to align that with our brand. So how do you, I mean, you work with big brands all over the world. How do you map a fragrance to a brand?
The first thing we really do is work with the marketing organization of those companies the same way that their agencies work with them to create a new campaign. What is it that you're trying to achieve? Who are you trying to reach? What is the message? What's the positioning? A whole litany of marketing-related variables or characteristics that they try to achieve in their overall campaign. We simply look at those characteristics and match it up against the message translated in the form of fragrance. And so I'll use some obvious examples. In the case of a retailer like an Abercrombie & Fitch, where they're trying to communicate a very progressive, edgy, complementary effect to loud music and so on, it's not surprising that they use a fragrance that they call fierce with the attributes that would, again, complement or appeal to a customer base with those kind of preferences. And so we do the same thing. And that's whether it's a retailer or a hotelier, a real estate holding company, healthcare organization, automobile dealership. It kind of goes, again, on and on. The list goes on and on. And again, where the in-store experience is important, and it's generally a higher value purchase commitment. Getting it right from an experience standpoint is important, but getting it right in terms of the message you're conveying to that potential customer has to be exact. Mm-hmm. And that's how we approach the development of a custom fragrance or a signature fragrance for our customers.
So this is kind of plays into, and I was surprised as Jonathan started describing how this worked. It hadn't sort of, he's like, it's, you know, the Internet of Things applied to fragrance. And I was like, wow, this is so interesting and frankly fun. You know, we talk a lot about Internet of Things being related to things you can't, well, fragrance is sort of like one of those background things, but Internet of Things being related to, you know, lights going on and off or tracking, you know, movements within a building, but the ability to manage a fragrance through a smartphone, you know, how does that work and how is that technology piece important to the delivery of the fragrance impression?
So the Internet of Things for us is a relatively new phrase. It's a concept that we've been working with clients now for over 15 years and in lots of broad applications. Again, only recently, a number of these dependent technologies have come into play and are scalable and affordable now to the point where you can in a fixture or a device include the communications and the onboard intelligence so that it can real-time adapt and have a two-way conversation with, in our case, a controlling organization with lots of folks watching all of these fixtures real-time, and then the ability to take that information and make those adjustments so that it's perfect always, no matter where it is. I'm looking at my phone now, and I'm looking at a retailer in Chengdu, China, and I can see the temperature, I can see the scent concentration factor, the cycle, I can see the store hours of operations, and if I want to make an adjustment, I can make it right now from my office here in South Hadley, Massachusetts.
So kind of from a more practical description of how this works, so it runs through the HVAC system, right, of a building or a retail location, so that, you know, it's not like there's a machine in the corner that's spraying out air. It's distributed sort of at a broader level, really behind the scenes.
We have a spectrum of solutions, including those that run independent of the HVAC system. Okay. There are some environments where you simply just don't have the airflow on all the time. And so when the HVAC system is available and it can deliver a balanced distribution of the fragrance, it's great. And it is invisible. It's usually in the mechanical room or wherever they have the actual air handlers themselves. But otherwise, we have fixtures that are designed to be elegant yet invisible. And they are quiet. They're as smart as the HVAC. The brain center for both types of solutions are really the same. So it can give you that same in-store or in-environment experience with the same degree of control, whether it's a what we call a POS, a point-of-sale fixture, or one that's in the HVAC environment.
Got it. And then all controlled by a smartphone app, right? So a manager of the space, just like you were looking at a retailer in China, would be able to control levels and see supplies and that kind of thing.
Absolutely. You can see the consumption rate of the fragrance oil. You can see the actual liquid level in the cartridge or cartridges. You can play multiple cartridges. So there are lots of things you can do, and you can do it all from your handheld device. Whether or not you want to have someone in the local level control is obviously something you can control with a set of rules around the decision-making hierarchy.
Yeah, I was just thinking some of those things you'd want to test, sort of, I know fragrance can also be, you know, polarizing, so you know, find something that fits with your brand and then figure out how to use it. Jonathan and I had spoken, you know, when he was giving me the quick demo about the idea for our application and shared workspace, like the idea when somebody comes in for a tour, you could sort of, you know, bump up the levels a little bit if that made sense. And again, you'd probably want to test, you know, the impact of this. But I love this idea that fragrance, you know, really creates a brand association and a memory that's really strong and lasting. So if folks kind of align with that, then, you know, it could help you win over other spaces as they're touring and considering their options, which is really neat.
There's no question that there's a significant advantage in an environment that uses fragrance versus one that doesn't when it comes to making a selection, but also on an ongoing basis, just in terms of the workplace environment and the aesthetically pleasing effect of a properly developed and then distributed fragrance. Mm-hmm. And I stress that word because to do that properly does require this advanced technology. Otherwise, you're left to an experience that will be uneven.
Right.
It'll be different from place to place and from desk to desk, and probably ends up at some level being more problematic than it is as a complement to what your work experience is.
Yeah, exactly. And I think to sort of talk about work experience, there's a woman named Melissa Marsh who presented at the same conference where I met Jonathan, and she was talking about designing workspace for the five senses. And, you know, she also, it was great that she was presenting there and, you know, he was there with the demo because it just made such a good connection around that environmental piece. But done poorly could be a disaster. So to your point, you need to use the right technology and the right, you know, get the fragrance right, which is really neat that you, I mean, from my experience, we've, you know, completed a questionnaire and talked with Jonathan and And then we received some samples. We're really excited to see kind of what we think fits, and we'll probably do a little bit of testing. And, you know, the other piece that I understand is if once you kind of put it into play, then it is not a DIY solution. It's really taken care of. You don't have to worry about it. When it starts to run low, then there's a service team that comes in and replaces it. So it doesn't kind of go on your list of to-dos every month.
Absolutely. Most of our clients elect to have a full service program so that really their involvement is only in the very front end of making sure that the fragrance selection matches what they're trying to communicate. And then it's up to us to deliver it, including monitoring and managing the fragrance concentration levels and also changing cartridges when necessary. You know, being part of the Yankee Candle business gives us a tremendous advantage in the area of fragrance development, fragrance technology, understanding what's hot, what's not. Mm-hmm. They're really revered as America's best loved candles and by far the leader in quality home fragrance. They really do understand and watch very carefully consumer preferences with respect to scent.
Yeah. So if a company wanted to incorporate fragrance into their environment, how do they go about kind of getting that process started?
Well, so we would have one of our sales representatives that cover the United States have an introductory conversation describing what it is we do and how to get the process started, which is all driven off of their strategy and what their objectives are. We're working with several now that are looking at changing the positioning of their brand and changing their in-store experience to be much more similar to what the hospitality industry has been doing for lots of years. And so looking at rolling out a fragrance program across their locations early next year. And so that process starts with, again, understanding the strategy and how fragrance will be a part of their overall campaign, but also then building the right fragrance to achieve that, the right impression. And that's usually the long pull in the process. Mm-hmm. It could be depending on, you know, if it's a global company and they want to know that they've got a fragrance that works in Asia and South America, mm-hmm. and Europe and US, there are a bunch of people involved. That could be a 90-day to 120-day process. If it's not, if it's a smaller platform and you're looking at one of the fragrance out of our library with Yankee Candle, it truncates that process considerably. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be a 3 or 4 week process. And then it really is understanding the spatial requirements. So how many locations, what the area and airflow characteristics are of each, so that when we ultimately deploy, we're actually setting all of the equipment up in advance. So by the time it reaches the location, it literally is a plug-and-play application. And from the time you turn it on, it lights up in our communication center here and on their telephone application, if that's what they're working with, and they're ready to go. And from there, you know, we take over.
Got it. Yeah, this is really exciting. Yeah, and for most of our listeners who are operating probably more on a local or regional level, I think this process can happen fairly quickly. And I'm looking at it, I'm just really excited about the member experience piece of it and then the brand building marketing tool aspect of it. And I think those are going to be big differentiators in our space going forward. So I encourage folks to check it out.
Yeah, I might just add one other comment. So our technology provides, as I mentioned before, visibility and control over what could be a global network of fragrance fixtures. And so having that technology, that network, is pretty much a must-have today in the world of connected devices, where we are quite different from the residential applications that rely on your home-based Wi-Fi connection. We establish our own network, our own platform. It's independent of the business, the hotel, the retailer, and as a result, from a security standpoint, bulletproof. There is no way for a hacker to hack into our system and then ultimately reach the customer's platform. We keep them hermetically sealed and separated. That's a really key distinction and one that separates us really from anybody else.
That makes a lot of sense. That's really interesting. So I'll give you kind of the where to learn more, www.ycscentsystems.com, and I'll put all of this in the show notes at everythingcoworking.com. yankeecandle.com, so you don't have to remember it. And then, of course, Yankee Candle is everywhere online, at the Yankee Candle on Instagram and on Pinterest, and on Facebook, they're the Yankee Candle Company, and of course, on Twitter as well. Tom, any final parting notes for our audience?
My only parting note is sort of the way I describe our business to the board of directors and folks that are always looking to me for an update on information and sort of an introduction to what we do. It's pretty easy. We use fragrance as the most effective and efficient way to communicate with your customers. We do it with precision. We do it with care. And most importantly, it works. It sounds so obvious and so cliche. It really does work for companies that are competing on place-based or space-based environmental experience. We think fragrance will become ubiquitous across, fragrance technology and the distribution of fragrance in spaces will become ubiquitous across the globe. Even today, it seems relatively novel, but it is a very fast-growing category, an industry, and one that I think is going to be amazingly effective for folks that need that intimacy with their customer or their employees.
I'm with you on that outlook. Thank you for sharing that. And thank you so much for joining us today and helping us to learn a little bit more about these opportunities. We really appreciate your time and sharing.
And so it's all my pleasure. Thank you very much. I look forward to keeping you appraised of our progress going forward. It's very exciting.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Everything Coworking. Be sure to click the subscribe button so you can stay up to date on the latest trends and how-tos. Until next time.